makers of Jameson Sanborn Coffee and Tender Leaf Tea. With the Whiteman Orchestra and Chorus, our guest Bob Burns, yours truly Bill Goodwin, and starring Dinah Shore.
Good evening, everybody. Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Dinah. What's that big, beautiful smile for?
Well, happiness is the doctor's prescription for the day, so let's all get happy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all you sinners gather round. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all you sinners I have found. A land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners. Hallelujah, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy, the Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, get happy, we're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Get troubled, just get happy, better chase all the cares away. Hallelujah, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. We're heading across the river, wash your sins in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Get troubled, just get happy, better chase all the cares away. Hallelujah, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get ready for the judgment day.
Very fine. And you know, Dinah, I think we should all get happy. As Marcus Antonius said, no man is happy who does not think himself so. Oh, pardon me.
What's the matter, Bill? You got the hiccups?
Well, let us say, rather, that I have a recurrent spasmodic inspiration of the pulmonary diaphragm accompanied by intermittent agitation of the epiglottis.
Well, maybe you need something to scare him away. You know, a good shock.
Well, all right. I'll turn the other way, and when I'm not looking, you run up behind me and throw your arms around me, huh?
You think that'll cure your hiccups?
No, but it's a swell idea.
Hiya, Billy boy. Got the hiccups?
Oh, well, let us say, Robin, he has St. Vitus stands for sound effects.
Oh, gosh, it's awful, Paul. Every time I get the hiccups, it shakes my whole insides.
Oh, that's nothing, son. When I get the hiccups, shakes the whole building.
Sometimes hiccups aren't such a bad thing to have.
Yeah?
You know, it was the fellow with the hiccups who invented the conga.
Oh, so? How was that, Dinah?
Well, this fellow was doing an old-fashioned rub.
Uh-huh.
You know, one, two, three, one, two, three. And all of a sudden, he got the hiccups. One, two, three, one, two, three, conga.
Well, listen, that's not curing my hiccups.
Well, you know, the best way is to try holding your breath. Come on, Bill, inhale.
Well, all right.
Now, hold it. Pop, what do we do if this doesn't work?
I had an uncle who always took a good long drink.
Is that the way he got rid of the hiccups?
No, come to think of it, that's the way he got them. Look at Bill. He's turning a beautiful shade of purple.
Oh, that's all right. When he turns green, he's cured.
What's going on around here? I've had just about enough of this.
Oh, now, don't get excited, Bill. You're probably all over the hiccups.
You really think so?
Sure. Go ahead and say something and find out.
What'll I say?
Well, the first thing that comes to your mind.
Well, let's see. Oh, yes, I've got it. Ladies and gentlemen, the new, more lenient coffee rationing couldn't come at a better time, could it? Coffee stamp number 21 in Ration Book 1 is good right now, just when everybody's going for ice chasing Sanborn coffee. Darn it, there they go again.
Oh, I tell you what you do, Bill. You go over to the cooler and take 10 gulps of water and sit down quietly while Paul and the orchestra and chorus do a very wonderful arrangement of In the Blue of Evening.
Yeah. years when Broadway was the Great White Way, and Paul Whiteman was holding forth at the famous Palais Royal, an Arkansas lad named Bob Burns applied for a job with the band. He was wearing a yellow suit, high button shoes, a straw hat, and carrying a red and purple carpet bag under one arm and his bazooka under the other. When he walked in, Paul looked at him and said, "I don't believe it." This same Bob Burns is with us this evening, not in the role of the suave radio and movie star you know so well, but as an alumnus of the Whiteman Orchestra and the man whose bazooka has given a name to the United States Army's newest tank destroyer. Bob Burns, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you, Bill. It sure is nice to hear someone else say that I'm a Paul Whiteman alumni, because when I say it myself, people think I'm bragging. But you know, you're right, Bill, about me meeting Paul at the Palais Royal. But it wasn't until 15 years later on the Kraft Music Hall when I finally got to play with the Whiteman Band. Ain't that right, Paul?
That's right, Bob, but it wasn't my fault. The first time I saw you, offered you a job in the brass section.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't see no future in polishing spittoons.
Bob, tell me, has Pop changed much since the good old days?
Oh, yeah, Dinah. You know, when I walked in here today, I couldn't get over how much better Paul looks now. You know, he used to be a little on the heavy side.
You mean he was heavier than he is now?
Oh, yeah.
Gee, that's kind of hard to believe, Bob. When he gets a shoe shine now, he has to take the bootblack's word for it.
Yeah, Dinah, but in the old days, I remember one time I went with Paul when he went down to order a new pair of pants. You know, it took two tailors 3 weeks to measure it. And then the tailors never met each other.
Oh, Bob.
Why, it's the truth, Dinah. Honestly, now, it's... of course, Paul didn't realize how big he was in them days because he was always bigger than other people. And it's the truth. Even when he was a little baby, I talked to an old man that said he remembered Paul when he was just a little baby. He says many a time he's seen Paul in his baby carriage being pushed along by his mother and father and a few of the neighbors. And it never dawned on Paul just how big and how fat he was until finally one day he discovered that he was 2 inches taller sitting down than when he stood up. Of course, I will say this. Paul Whiteman needs a big frame to carry that heart of his around. He'll never know. He don't know to this day what he's done for me and for my kinfolk. Because my folks is awful poor. And when I was down in Arkansas, before I went up to New York and met Paul, I was living with my Uncle Slug and my Aunt Puny. Uncle Slug, that's my drinking uncle. And I want to tell you that we went for days and we never saw any meat. And us kids, we used to fight about which one would get the greasy end of the cornbread. And finally, one day, Uncle Slug went to town to see if he couldn't get some supplies. And we waited for him, and he didn't come back. And we got so hungry. And I want to tell you, Aunt Puny's old heart was as heavy as a bucket of hog liver. Finally, on the third morning, some of the children come running up to Aunt Puny, and they says, "Mama, we just saw Papa. He's been drinking again." And Aunt Puny says, "Where is he at?" And the children said, "Well, he's down there at the pond, and he's laying half in and half out of the pond. And they says his boots are full of catfish." Aunt Puny says, "Well, go down and pull your paw out and get the catfish out of his boots and set him again." We tried everything we knew to break Uncle Slug of that drinking habit. And finally, we figured if we could get something to take his mind off of that terrible liquor, it might help him. So we went into town and we bought a radio because we knew Uncle Slug had never seen or heard a radio in his life. I'll never forget that night that we come back up there. It was after dark when we reached the house. And we looked in the window and there sat Uncle Slug in there sitting in a chair leaning back against the wall. And he was kind of numb. And we put this radio up. We put this radio up out on the porch and we turned it on. And whose voice do you think was coming out of that radio right there? Another alumni, Bing Crosby. He was singing. And at first, Uncle Slug just kind of twitched a little bit. And then as Bing's voice rose and came in over the night air and came drifting in through the window, Uncle Slug kind of stiffened and he jumped out of his chair and he come running out on the porch. He says, "Come on, boys, get your guns and follow me. Old Ring Street something." Now, Paul gets the show. Just to show you now that you can carry sentiment a little bit too far, tonight I'd like to play a medley. I'd like to play three numbers.
Three numbers, Bob?
Mm-hmm, three numbers. Of course, I want you to understand that playing three whole numbers is kind of tough on a bazooka.
Tough on a bazooka? Be tough on a whole country.
Well, now, I've improved a whole lot since I used to play with you, Paul. Now, look, I want you to listen to me now. I want you to listen to me play this little archipelago. Yeah, archipelago. Now, look here. Just think, Paul, I never took a lesson in my life. It's the truth. I learned to play this thing and never put out a cent.
Brother, you're putting one out now.
Yeah, you pretty near put that out, too. Tell you, I've changed my mind tonight. Instead of playing three numbers, I'd like to just kind of concentrate on a number that we used to play so well together in the old days, that number called Smile. And tonight I'm going to do this thing a little different. I'm going to dedicate this number to the married men of this country. I'd just like to know how many married men we got right here tonight in the audience. Will all you married men hold your hand up? Come on now, don't be bashful. Boy, you're married, all right. I never saw so many dishpan hands in my life. Well, I'm ready when you are with Smile.
Playing the bazooka?
Well, I think so. Why?
The air raid warden just called. He wants to know if it's okay to sound the all clear.
Well, you just tell him it's okay. Meanwhile, I think we all need something to soothe and alleviate the ears. So you go ahead with all or nothing at all.
Cry for something that might have been.
nothing at all.
Conversation turns on this subject time after time. How to get the most delicious flavor possible in every glass of iced tea? Well, it's an annual problem unless you know how to get finer hot tea in the first place. They go together, after all, and the answer is Tenderleaf brand tea. And now, Stina Shore.
Ladies and gentlemen, all of us who are wage earners in the United States go on a current basis as taxpayers starting this month. The money we pay as taxes for the purpose of maintaining our democratic government and winning the war is to be collected henceforth from our weekly paychecks. From now on, none of us will be in debt to our government. The new system eliminates the old March 15th bugaboo. Under this pay-as-you-go plan, our taxes are no higher, but the method is in the American manner and has been adopted for us as a people by our representatives in Congress. Now, each of us know much better where we stand financially, and we can budget ourselves without the old worry of how can we pay our taxes. And because our taxes are no higher, we can continue, and in many cases, increase our purchase of war bonds. War bonds, as we all know, will mean a shorter war and an assured victory, and the kind of a world that we all want when the victory is won.
When Rodgers and Hart write something, it's next to the last word in music. When Dinah Shore and the Whiteman Orchestra sing and play it, the last word is definitely added. Here are three of their top tunes by Dinah and the orchestra and chorus.
Strength to be alive, to be mad.
Two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer from both. This is Bill Goodwin saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City. Night.